Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital, FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart, and coming up, we're blowing the lid off of Bunny Town. But first, let's get some news headlines from Laura Conaway.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. Good morning, everyone. A suicide bomber blew herself up near a bus terminal northeast of Baghdad today. Iraqi police say three people were killed and 12 others wounded. It's the second attack this week in Iraq by a female suicide bomber. On Monday, a woman blew herself up in a crowd of Shiite worshippers near a mosque in Karbala. 48 people were killed. Women are increasingly being used as suicide bombers in Iraq because they draw less suspicion than men and because their clothing makes explosive belts easier to conceal. Six people were killed in Afghanistan today as U.S. forces raided homes in a hunt for bomb makers. The troops traded fire with militants as they searched family compounds in the province of Khost along the border with Pakistan. Afghan officials say casualties included two children and a woman. The U.S.-led coalition accused the militants of putting innocent lives at risk. Severe storms in the central U.S. have flooded homes and roads and canceled hundreds of flights. At least two people have been killed in Missouri. Emergency workers in Texas are still searching for a 14-year-old boy who was swept down a drainage pipe in Mesquite. Police in Santa Maria, California, have detained a man in the fatal shooting of four men at a junkyard Tuesday. Police say the victims were shot at close range and that there may have been as many as a dozen witnesses. Authorities are holding the suspect for questioning and say they won't release his name until he has been officially arrested. And in other news, science fiction writer Arthur C. Clarke has died at the age of 90. Clarke died Wednesday at a hospital in Sri Lanka, his home for many years. NPR's Netta Ulubi reports.
Arthur C. Clarke moved to Sri Lanka decades ago. A diving enthusiast, he was lured by its pristine reefs. Clarke drew parallels between underwater exploration and his other great passion, the vast possibilities of space. Clarke is best known for writing 2001, A Space Odyssey, but he wrote dozens of books, essays, and stories, and he also conceived what became the global satellite systems used for communication today. More recently, the Sri Lankan diving station he built was destroyed during the tsunami of 2004. Although Arthur C. Clarke wrote what's known as hard science fiction, that is, mostly scientifically feasible, he coined a phrase beloved by his fellow science fiction writers. Sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic.
That was NPR's Netta Ulubi. And in sports last night, the Boston Celtics ended the Houston Rockets' 22-game winning streak. Houston hadn't lost since January 27th. The Rockets had the NBA's second-longest winning streak in history after the 1971-72 Los Angeles Lakers. That team won 33 in a row. And that's the news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.